The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. Our final hour of the program today, and we always begin with our impact segment, 20-plus minutes of uninterrupted dialogue and discussion. We're going to shift gears a little bit here and move into a different direction. Those of you that are on hold, thank you. Those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, let me share an email and then two stories. Two news items. One is somewhat of a breaking story, and the emailer sets up the two stories. Listener Stephen writes, I was actually very surprised to hear so many quote-unquote Christian callers call into your program to espouse views that for anyone who has read the Bible in its entirety, even once, would recognize their positions as being anti-biblical. I think they may have a different definition of what a Christian is. Always wanted to call into your program, especially during your COVID-19 discussions, but could never get to the phone on those days. I wanted to back you up on your views on the virus, the disease, the lockdowns, and the vaccine. Stephen writes, I am a doctor of developmental genetics. I am the chief scientist of a laboratory here in California, and I designed one of the first PCR tests for COVID-19 in the nation following the CDC. Frank, there are many scientists, including myself, that share your views. Listener Stephen. Here's a story. A new study has found that the use of hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin improved the survival of ventilated COVID-19 patients by nearly 200%. Researchers found that when hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin combination was given at lower doses to treat ventilated COVID-19 patients, the risk of death was lowered by nearly three times. Listen to this. Quote, we found that when the cumulative doses of two drugs, HCQ and AZM, were above a certain level, patients had a survival rate nearly three times the other patients. Hydroxychloroquine, which is an anti-inflammatory, anti-malarial drug. Well, you've heard about it. We started hearing about it last year. The drug was approved in 1955 by the FDA to prevent malaria. It's also prescribed for lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. Somehow, some way, it's been safe all those decades later. We hear early on in this pandemic last year, the FDA initially granted an emergency use authorization to treat COVID with hydroxychloroquine. And then in June, oh my goodness, it was as if, well, I don't know, maybe it's just a big coinkydink. Then what's his name? Bad Orange Man, right? Said he's taking it. All of a sudden, oh, my, you're what? The president's taking hydroxychloroquine? Well, we hate him, so we're obviously going to be against something like hydroxychloroquine that's been around, oh yeah, since 1955. And then you start hearing the studies, it's dangerous, it leads to more deaths, all the lies we found out after the fact. That's the thing about truth. It eventually comes to the surface. So here's yet another study that those that are in serious life-threatening situations, three times more likely to survive if they've been treated with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin. Here's another study. Try this one on for size. I'll just read it and not comment. People who have previously been infected with the virus that causes COVID-19 are protected against being infected again and thus do not need to be vaccinated, according to a new study. Dr. Naveen Shrestha of the Cleveland Clinic's Department of Infectious Disease said, quote, "Our conclusion is that if you were previously infected, you are protected because of the previous infection and you don't need the vaccine," end quote. Shrestha and the colleagues at the clinic studied the data, separated them into four groups, previously infected and unvaccinated, previously infected and vaccinated, not previously infected and unvaccinated, not previously infected and vaccinated. They found that the vaccines were strongly effective in preventing infection, but that previous infection also bestowed a natural immunity. The doctor said among the people who were previously infected, whether they took the vaccine or not, there were no COVID cases. Do I need to read on? I mean, there's a lot of medical lingo here, and I can tell you more and more of what this study found. Shouldn't be a surprise if you're informed. Maybe should be a little shocking if you want to believe everything you're told. That's just basic understanding of how the body works. The immune system. But instead, let's rely on a government that would coerce you into getting into a lottery. We'll make you a millionaire if you take the shot or give you the opportunity. Yeah, I'm not here to say anything other than use your common sense. Use your God-given ability to be logical and discerning. And you'll understand what the truth is. And I'm not here to say somebody that has been infected with COVID that got the shot, I'm not here to say yay or nay. Nay, God bless them. I hope you're healthy. But this idea that we are bombarded with, you must get the vaccine, or these slick commercials. Look, anytime somebody tries to push something on me, like with this hard sales pitch, it kind of has to raise some red flags if you have a limited amount of intelligence in you. And then there's Dr. Fauci. This may be a good time to kind of enter into a little bit of the latest on Dr. Fauci. The man that excels at playing the victim. There's two stories. Dr. Anthony Fauci has claimed that the backlash he has received over his response to the pandemic was an attack, quote, on science. He went on to say, a lot of what you're seeing is attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science. If you're trying to get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. Anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. Yeah, not so much, doctor. And I say doctor with a little grimace. Here, you want to hear a little bit of a different view than what we're bombarded with in the public narrative? Try this commentary on for size. Nick Arima writes a commentary entitled "Fauci in Full Spin Control" as he gives first interview after email release. This was actually written last week. Right? Thousands of emails have been accessed through the Freedom of Information Act. And my goodness gracious, let's just say this man has changed his position a number of times over the last year. Arima writes, Dr. Fauci gave his first interview since the release of thousands of his personal emails. And the internet has been lighting up. Fauci likely figured he probably couldn't get a much more fawning interviewer than MSNBC's Nicole Wallace, and she was glad to oblige. She made it actually more of an opportunity about lying about President Trump than actually asking Fauci any hard questions. Maybe you caught part of the interview. Wallace suggests that interviewing Fauci was somehow difficult under the Trump administration, despite the fact that Fauci was all over the media constantly. She asked, did he see himself as, quote, making up some of that lost ground for many months under the last administration of not just information, but disinformation being out there? Do you still see some hardness among your supporters around the vaccine or around some of these messages you're sharing with us today? Oh, Dr. Fauci. Arima writes, talk about disinformation. MSNBC is a constant font of it. Fauci is flip-flop more than an acrobat. Oh, I got to use that one. That's pretty good. But Fauci admits in his emails that he wasn't muzzled in any way, yet somehow media still keeps doing this routine, and he was the poor, truthful guy stifled by that evil disinformation guy, Trump. By the way, we have the vaccine because of Donald Trump. I call it a vaccine because that's what they call it. It's really experimental drugs. We don't know. So for those of you that say I've been nothing but a Trump apologist, no, I'm not, let's just say, in the mindset of applauding the vaccines. And Trump is in large part why we have them. Even though Joe Biden will fall all over himself and act as if he's the reason why. Arima continues, but then Fauci talks about how people don't necessarily understand that science evolves. And that he was just trying to tell them the science, the truth, as he best he understood it at the time, but it changed and evolved. He learned more. Hey, we're just trying to figure it out as we go along. How many years has this guy been in the position of public health? Like he's the expert? Fauci told Wallace, quote, what they didn't seem to understand is that science is a dynamic process. So something that you know in January, you make a recommendation or comment about it, but as you get more and more information, the information leads you to change because that's what science is. Let me stop there. Wait a minute. If he's saying it's an ever-evolving process, why have we just heard the same thing over and over again? Why have people like the White Lab Coat Summit in D.C. or thousands of doctors and clinicians and health experts that have been talking about therapeutics and early on intervention, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all this? Why were they silenced? If Dr. Fauci is saying it, you know, we learn as we go. Why? We've only been hearing one thing. There's the blatant flashing sign that says hypocrite. Let me read a little more. The information leads you to change because that's what science is. It's a self-correcting process. So when you hear someone say something at one point, and then 2 or 3 months later, if you stick with what you said at the original time when you had 1/5 of the data that you have now, I think that would be inappropriate. He also went on to say, you've got to continue to evolve with the data. And that's what I was trying to do, is always tell the truth on the basis of what the data is. And it was never deliberately against the president, end quote. And then Arima writes, except that isn't true that his opinion just evolved. He admitted to being deceptive on at least 2 occasions when it came to his guidance on masks early on when he said that he didn't tell the truth about masks because he wanted to preserve PPE for medical personnel when it was scarce. And when he said that he didn't give the real numbers because he thought it would take herd immunity because he thought the public wasn't ready for it. Rama writes, what that showed was a troubled proclivity to dissemble for political reasons rather than being straight on the science, the very opposite of what he's now claiming. And then Rama signs off, but no worries. Wallace was there to do more fawning, the interviewer. Quote, the true mark of someone is if they look good, even when their personal emails come out. So you pass the test, very few of us would pass, end quote. Rama writes, did she even bother to read any of the emails before she embarrassed herself by saying that? Either she didn't, or she's incredibly dishonest because he failed the email test miserably. Rama writes, but as I shared before, media is going to try to get past the news cycle on the emails, paper over the issues, and play the Fauci is the, well, he's the leader of truth. This is just one glaring example, Rama writes. Yeah. What do you think? 888-528-2557. I think many of us are just sick and tired of it. So at this point, we're saying, eh, I'm done. How about that governor, huh? We've been looking at June 15th for a couple of months now. You may have missed it. A few of you. Last Friday, he's, July 31st. We're going to go with Cal OSHA. And the hits just keep on coming. When are we going to say enough's enough? Well, Frank, what are you saying here? Are you talking about anarchy? No, I'm talking about preserving the very ideals of this country. Self-governance. We should be politically literate. We should be able to rule over ourselves. By the way, we the people is us. We elect them into positions of office. Don't make me get out the Declaration of Independence. Have you ever read the Declaration of Independence? You know what it says about governments that no longer represent the people? Oh, boy. But Joe Biden tells us it's the white supremacists. Worst attack on our soil since the Civil War. He came up with another doozy. I've got a ton of Biden stories that I've really resisted. Biden slams efforts to protect girls' sports and Pride Month proclamation. How about Joe Biden suspending oil leases in Alaska's Arctic Refuge? Gas prices continue to rise. This guy opens up a pipeline in Russia, makes a deal with Russia, and then Iran. And he shuts down American oil pipelines. Yeah. Biden's 2022 budget, wokeness. Mothers are now birthing people. And there's some of you listening right now, you may never email me, call me. You say you're Christian and you voted for this administration. I mean it. I'd like to have an honest conversation about that. Please help me try to understand how you can stand by that position now. 888-528-2557. I have a few more emails to read. We'll probably take some more phone calls. Good news out of the state of Virginia. An elementary school teacher, who you may have been following the plight of Byron Tanner Cross, has been reinstated after he was suspended for what was his outrageous act? He spoke up at, I believe, a school council meeting and said he couldn't go along with what was being taught with preferred pronouns. And we've got his audio clip. We'll play it for you. 888-528-2557. 2557. Again, we are caller interactive. If you'd like to share, we have open lines. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. I'll be doggone if I can't find an audio clip I'm looking for. I need to come up with a better filing system. Welcome back to the program. Yeah, so I'm not going to get into that issue. I was going to play an audio clip that kind of, well, shared a little bit about that view. So let me just say this. What are we doing? You know, Wilbur just played Genesis Land of Confusion. Is it a land of confusion to you? Do you look out into the world and go, all is right, God's in control, His will be done? I mean, if this was like my previous stint on the air, I'd be really wound up about something I refer to at least once a week on the program. And I don't spend that much time on air talking about the present administration. I mean, I've got 9 stories right here by which I can go off. But it's like, that's kind of the symptom of the problem. Kamala Harris lying, hey, we've been to the border. We've been there. Yeah, okay. The cause of the problem is it's a reflection of us as a group, as a cumulative society. And the real dagger for me, and I understand labels are very limiting, but we're supposed to be a Christian nation. A lot of people say they're Christian. I don't think we reflect the ideals of true Christianity. Like the doctor that emailed me, he listens to the show sometimes and he's like, people call in and say they're Christians, but their positions are actually anti-biblical. And yet the Lord is not missing anything. You have people like Vodi Bakum speaking out against things like, take your pick, critical race theory, identity politics, it's in the church, all these lies. And you've got average people like this New York mom. She addressed, well, I'm sure you've heard the video or watched it. What did she have to gain by standing up and saying this?
I think the Board of Education and those sitting on the panels are thieves. I think they're liars and have committed treason against our children. Stop indoctrinating our children. Stop teaching our children to hate the police. Stop teaching our children that if they don't agree with the LGBT community, that they're homophobic. You have no idea each child's life. You don't know what their family lifestyle consists of. You have children like mine, who is Muslim, and I'm Christian, and everyone would think they would never believe that of her, right? Because the way she looks, or according to Miss Cyrus, she's too pasty white.
Ma'am, we're not allowed to use names. If you have something you'd like to discuss about a specific person, you can call the superintendent or leave your info for her to call you tomorrow.
Why are we not allowed to discuss names? Why am I not allowed when they purposely themselves expose themselves on social media talking about calling for the death of a former president or saying that any child that doesn't believe in Black Lives Matter should be canceled out? Is this what my tax dollars is paying for? You're teaching my children and other children that if they believe in God Almighty, they're part of a cult. These educators put their own names out there. We have Mr. Barry, who took it upon himself with...
Uh-oh, she's naming names again. Not allowed.
Miss Cyrus to create a curriculum.
That should be it.
Do you want the proof? I have the proof. You created a curriculum of Black Panther indoctrination.
Ma'am?
You used taxpayers' dollars.
Can I ask you one more time? I have no issue hearing what you have to say, but...
Why can we not let the public speak? Why can't we let the public know that you're teaching our children to go out and murder our police officers? Do you want the proof? I have the proof. Is that what scares you, the proof? That a parent actually standing up against all of you? Is that what scares you, to call out the names of these people? You work for me. You're emotionally abusing our children and mentally abusing them. You're demoralizing them by teaching them communist values. This is still America, ma'am.
By the way, if you watch this video, she's not reading from a script. She's just going off the cuff.
I have no problem having a peaceful discussion. This is not a peaceful discussion.
No, that's your opinion. See, here we go again. This is peaceful. To me, this is peaceful.
Well,
I'm not burning, looting, and murdering.
Wow.
This is peaceful.
No, I did not accuse you of that.
This whole cancel culture, you're silencing the children. Where are their rights? They have no rights. Because if they don't believe in the indoctrination, the demonic, twisted, sneaky, vile acts and education, if you call it that, that you're teaching our children, they don't agree with that. They're either homophobic, they're part of a cult, they're racist. What's racist? Who defines racist? Why? Because do you know what race I am?
By the way, if you're listening and you have any comments, we've got a wide open board. 888-528-2557. I wasn't going to run the entire audio. We still have 2 minutes. As Al Pacino said in Son of a Woman, we're just getting started here.
You're judging and dividing. You're causing segregation. Everything that we fought for, everything that I fought for years. So you have the right to stand here and tell me I'm not allowed to mention a name? When the person, the Mr. Barry and Miss Cyrus themselves.
There she goes again.
You have ELA teachers giving out assignments on police murder. Police are bad. You want the proof?
Okay.
Because we have it. What policy do you have that teachers are not allowed to go on social media and indoctrinate? They took an oath, a responsibility. And they're going against everything that they stand for.
You're making general assumptions.
No, I'm not making assumptions. I'm not. I know what I'm speaking about. See, I don't agree with you, so it's an assumption.
Well, I'm not going to engage in a back and forth with you about this.
Yeah, God forbid you engage in a back and forth. Like, we have a conversation, which is lacking, right?
So if you would like to make an appointment, I would be happy to sit with the superintendent.
I don't want to. The superintendent, the assistant superintendent already sent an email and stated that they had no idea that these books were being put in the students' hands. I have a problem when teachers are passing out flyers, recruiting children to go to the courthouse to protest Black Lives Matters, when you have people sitting with signs that says all cops are really, all cops are. No, I think you people are, because the way you're acting and the way you're treating our children and our police officers and making them believe that it's okay to abuse them, I'll be if I'm going to sit here and let you do that. I will become your worst nightmare, because I'm going to stand here and keep fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. Everyone out there heard me. Whether they agree or they don't, they're going to start looking into it. And now you're exposed. That's all. It's going to end. This indoctrination and hatred towards our police officers, this systematic racism and cancel culture, it's going to end. You came to the wrong school district to do this, okay? Thank you.
Thank you. My goodness. Any comment? 888-528-2557. Then there's Byron Cross, who had the audacity to stand up and said he's not going to teach some of the same stuff, and he was suspended. Only for a moment.
My name is Tanner Cross, and I'm speaking out of love for those who suffer with gender dysphoria. 60 Minutes this past Sunday interviewed over 30 young people who transitioned, but they felt led astray because lack of pushback or how easy it was to make physical changes to their bodies in just 3 months. They are now detransitioning. It's not my intention to hurt anyone, but there are certain truths that we must face when ready. We condemn school policies like 8040 and 8035 because it will damage children, defile the holy image of God. I love all of my students, but I will never lie to them regardless of the consequences. I'm a teacher, but I serve God first, and I will not affirm that a biological boy can be a girl and vice versa because it's against my religion, it's lying to a child, it's abuse to a child, and it's sinning against our God.
So elementary school teacher Byron Cross, who was reading, obviously, he was suspended because he said what he said, that he was against a proposal to make teachers, by the way, in Loudoun County, Northern Virginia, it's a public school system, that he was against a proposal to address students by their preferred pronouns. Cross was barred from being on the grounds of any school system's facilities. After he did that, he gets the Alliance Defending Freedom and says, all right, we're going to court. Cross claimed the suspension and penalties were retaliation for what he just said, what you just heard. Judge James Plowman of Virginia's 20th Judicial Circuit agreed with him. Quote, here it is clear the plaintiff was speaking as a citizen, not in his official capacity. His speech was not conducted at his usual place of employment. It occurred during non-working hours and at a forum where public comment was invited. As a result, the judge ruled that, quote, the plaintiff's request for a temporary injunction against the defendants is hereby granted. Defendants shall immediately reinstate the plaintiff to his position as it was prior to the issuance of his suspension and remove the ban that was placed upon him from all buildings and grounds. They basically said you're not allowed on campus. Oh, my goodness. Here's the point of a few points. The previous unidentified mom and this elementary school teacher, they're fighting in two different ways. The man kind of subdued and read a statement and kind of in love. The mom just spitting fire off the cuff, had enough. Yesterday on the program, we asked you, have you had enough? What are you angry about? This morning coming into the program, I had a stack of papers in my hand and Daniel, who helps out on the program, said, are those emails? Yes. Many of you weighed in. Most of you are angry and are kind of fed up. I'm not here to just incite your anger. I'm here to say, yes, get upset, but then take action. Do something. Inform yourself. Stop walking around in a somnambulistic sleep, going along with what the status quo tells you is true. I mean, take your pick. There's a lot of areas by which, in my view, we're being lied to constantly. And yet, change is difficult. As Christians, we're called to count the cost. Let me just share another 90 seconds, and we'll be back with our final segment. I have a men's ministry. We're doing an event on the 26th, 2 weeks from this Saturday. It's not a Christian church men's ministry. We're not a church ministry. We call men to step up and get right with God. And part of the way in which we do that is we are accountable. We talk about we're jacked up, we're a mess. But Jesus is the answer. So to come to a KMG event, you got to want to change. That's why most guys won't come. Most guys will go, oh, I've been to an event for men. I was just at said churches. It was really nice. We prayed, and it was an amazing morning, and I'm not here to say yay or nay. Church ministry, men's ministry does its thing, but I'm not in that lane. I'm in a lane of challenging men to step up and be men of God and get right, quit lying, and become a protector like God calls you to be. But in the words of Governor Newsom, I mean, you talk about the opposite of what is the truth. I just, dare I even run Governor Newsom when I talk about be a man of God. Declare your birthright. Find out God's promise and purpose of your life. And then there's Governor Newsom talking about man up, the most dangerous words in the English language. I kid you not. I'm not making this up. I'll play the audio clip and show you, but I don't have a need to be right. By the way, we've got, let's see, 61 tickets left for the event in 2 weeks. Just go to franksontag.com. We'll continue. Our final segment is next here on the Frank Sontag Show. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. We're going to close with a couple of thoughts and an audio clip from a man that should be on the program, I think sometime next week. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko has not been on the program for a while. He posted something earlier that he's in a season by which I suspect with all of his years of hands-on expertise and literally saving lives. He's gone through a couple of major health battles recently, too. He's kind of in a season where he's had it with the lies. He posted this, I believe, yesterday, and it's it should add a little bounce in your step.
It's become obvious to everyone now that this is an artificially made bioweapon. What is called gain of function is a very deliberate term to mislead the public. It's a transformation of a benign viral virus into a weapon of mass destruction. And believe it or not, the actual research for this started at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Then it was outlawed in this country. And Fauci sent critical technology and funding to Wuhan to continue the production and manufacture of this and research into this bioweapon. So that's a very big question to me. Why would someone who's supposed to protect the interests of Americans send crucial technology to our arch enemy and then help them fund the research?
So that's Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. And again, Dr. Fauci's response to the criticisms.
As attacks on me, quite frankly, are attacks on science, because all of the things that I have spoken about consistently from the very beginning have been fundamentally based on science. Sometimes those things were inconvenient truths for people, and there was pushback against me. So if you are trying to, you know, get at me as a public health official and a scientist, you're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science. And anybody that looks at what's going on clearly sees that. You have to be asleep not to see that. That is what's going on. Science and the truth are being attacked.
Science and the truth are being attacked. Very interesting when you really listen to that. What about Scott Atlas? He's a medical expert.
Turns out the advice that was given about the lockdowns was not based on data at all, even though people jumped up and down and said it's, quote, the science, a term which is permanently damaged now. But you have to realize, and I think everyone does, the country implemented the Fauci-Birx lockdowns. And this is what failed to protect the elderly, did not stop the spread of the virus, and destroyed so many people. You know, all the medical care that was missed, particularly the working class and the poor. And beyond the failure of these policies, that really what we see in the emails is a really an ethical violation of a public health official who never once contemplated or voiced concern about the impact of the policies on the public health. I mean, this is a tremendous, really unconscionable way to conduct public health advice. The other things that are the big issues, if I can go on, are that what happened here is that now we're seeing here is a potential really corruption, a politicization of the science. These scientists that wrote that letter to Lancet, that may or may not have been orchestrated behind the scenes, but it sure seems like it was, stating something that was not factually true, as if it were, with an attempt to censor dissenting scientists, dissenting views. If the country accepts that sort of behavior from scientists, including journals, specifically top journals like The Lancet, this country's really sort of in deep trouble. You know, I mean, this has really undermined the public trust in expertise, in science itself. You know, I don't know what to say about that, except it really portends a very dark future here if we don't make these people, including the journal editors, accountable. It's bigger than Dr. Fauci, what's been exposed in these emails.
Yes.
Dr. Scott Atlas, I close with 60 seconds. Two reminders of two events. If you are a pastor, we invite you to an incredible event 2 weeks from this Friday, the 25th, Friday morning at Shepherd Church will be the pastor gathering. Pastor Jack Graham, Pastor Dudley Rutherford, Pastor Steve Wilburn. Pastors, we hope and pray you'll be there Friday morning. Go to kkla.com. Keyword is pastor. Please sign up for this free event. This event is to encourage you. The next morning, the 26th, is my ministry event with KMG Ministries. It's in Ventura County at Godspeak Church. We are calling men that want to step up, get right with God, and then take further steps to engage the culture. That's a Saturday morning, the 26th. We feed you breakfast. We charge you a nominal cost. We've got 61 tickets left. Go to franksontag.com to sign up now. You're welcome to send me an email between now and tomorrow. Lord willing, I'll be back tomorrow for another program. Email address, franksontag@kkla.com. This is the Frank Sontag Show.